Ho, 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 and welcome to the Christmas Eve Saturday Splash.
It's Christmas, almost.
So close. It's Hanukkah. It's the first day of Hanukkah.
Oh, very exciting.
Happy Hanukkah, everyone. And all the holidays. Happy winter. We just passed through the solstice. Happy winter solstice.
So this makes you happy, Maddie, because why?
The days are getting longer.
Yay.
They're getting colder, but there will be more sun. You know, it's all about compromise.
It is, especially if you're a plant or an animal that likes to go into hibernation, which we'll talk about some other time.
Boom. I am an animal. I try to go into hibernation, and every night I try to hibernate, and I wake up the next morning every day. It's very disappointing.
That is a problem.
It's because your mean boss makes you come to work.
Every day they want me there. I don't understand. 5 days a week they want. However many days a week they want me at work.
Well, maybe for Christmas you'll get some cozy socks or a cozy warm blanket or something.
Don't enable me. That's the problem is that I already have too many cozy things. That's why I don't want to wake up.
So we're joined today. We're going to have many special guests today, but for this segment we have Patricia Whitener. She's here with the Clemson Extension, and she runs the 4-H people over there.
Hey, happy holidays, Soil and Water.
And
hey.
We have Shelby Cohen, who is the Soil and Water Conservation Assistant, also known as intern.
That's right. And she hasn't gotten us coffee once, I'll have you know.
I prefer assistant.
All right. That's interesting. That's interesting, intern. We'll go with that. Speaking of interns, did you know Santa's got some interns this year?
Interns?
Oh, elves. Assistants? Interns? Elves. We call them elves on the
elves.
North Pole.
Yeah. Indigenous peoples.
Indigenous peoples. Santa is a... You know, Santa's actually a very eco-friendly man. I don't know if you guys are aware of this, but Santa exemplifies green living.
Let's talk about the ways that Santa is eco-friendly.
I'm interested in this because I was trying to think of some alternative and budget-friendly ways to show my family I care during the holidays, and also maintain that sort of conservation-minded ethic that we all try to promote here.
Yeah, well, Santa, one great thing about Santa is that you know, since they make all the toys on the North Pole, you know, we're not supporting we're supporting local goods by shopping. Well, I guess we're not shopping. It's being delivered to us.
Well, okay. Here's a way that your family can be eco-friendly. They can travel in a sleigh powered by 14. What is it? 14 RP. Is that reindeer power?
Yeah. Reindeer I mean, power. Santa's got, I mean, you know, no fossil fuels are used in that sled. That is all reindeer run, baby.
Is it 14? Can
no,
you name
it's
them
not.
All?
Let's see. Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, Vixen, Comet, Cupid, Donner, Blitzen.
But Rudolph. Do you recall? I gotta stop singing on the radio. I don't think I'm gonna get my break here.
So Rudolph.
How many was that?
Oh, nine.
Yeah. That was only nine.
Okay.
So not 14, but maybe some of them are super big reindeer and they have the power of more than one.
And reindeer are a renewable resource.
True. And they are very migratory. But how else would Santa maybe power his sleigh, Lynn?
Wind currents.
Wow. Utilizing yes. wind currents across the globe. That's
aerodynamic
smart.
Santa.
And these are speedy, speedy darned wind currents because you got to consider that Santa gets to every household in the world. In, you know, what, 24 hours? In less than 24 hours.
So one night.
Yeah, one night. So these are really very, very, very ecologically friendly wind currents, I have to say.
What about a solar paneled sleigh?
Surely, definitely. Although, you know, he's flying around at night. So are his solar panels holding a charge?
Maybe.
I'm not sure.
I don't know. But you know, the other thing is because he travels the whole world in one day, he only travels one day a year.
He carpools with the reindeer and, you know, he plans all of his stops for
There's
one
There's not a lot
trip.
Of carbon emissions there.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
That's right. Yeah. And let's talk about Santa's sleigh upgrades. I feel like Santa has upgraded his sleigh recently. LED lights now.
Oh, yes. That's right.
So
they're not producing a lot of heat. They're not pulling as much from the grid. Excellent.
Fun fact about LED lights. If you were to light your home with LEDs and use those for your Christmas lights... Regular bulbs. So some scientist-y person figured this out, that usually the average consumer in the United States charged 13 cents a kilowatt hour for power. And so LED bulbs cost 3/1000th of a penny for an hour of electricity.
Wow.
Regular light bulbs, 50 penny. Well, no, that
like 5 cents.
Yeah, like 5 cents an hour.
I feel like most of the Christmas lights that I see in the stores nowadays are the LED, which are safer, but they're also saving us money. I know I have a neighbor in particular that I'm thinking of whose power bill must have tripled with all the Christmas lights that they've decided to put up.
Wow.
And hopefully they were LEDs.
Yeah. And now they have, you know, you don't even have to put actual lights on your house because, you know, you have the whole quandary. We have a 2-story house. So we have the quandary of trying to climb on the very steep roof because ladders aren't going to do it to put lights up. So
with your staple gun and all your lights and the...
It seems like a terrible, terrible idea. And, you know, I guess we could, theoretically, we could hire someone to do it. But my thing is, if we put the lights up, we're never going to want to take them down.
Which a lot of people go for.
That's, you know, that's our style of decorating at our house. We put up our Clemson lights, our orange and purple lights around Halloween. Go Tigers. Elise, shout out to my roommate who thinks they're Halloween lights. Anyway, we only put up lights one time a year. We saved our own energy.
So you're having a
they're up all day long.
You're having a Clemson
multiple,
Christmas.
Multiple use lights there.
That's right.
But you know, that is an interesting quandary bring up because it could be potentially dangerous to put those up. So then what's the alternative?
Well, I guess the alternative is A, you leave them up all year round because you're putting them up. Generally speaking, you're going to put them up like maybe around Thanksgiving time when it hasn't snowed. But it's really taking them down that's worse from a danger standpoint because it's possible. We're in South Carolina. It is possible that it will have snowed after Christmas.
Absolutely.
And then you could have trouble. But now they have these very cool things that you can stick putting a stake in
projector
the front of your lawn.
Lights.
The projectors. And
oh,
they
those are
do
cool.
Stars all over your house and stuff. So those are pretty cool.
Or you can just go see some lights that have already been put up. Roper Mountain here in Greenville does a beautiful light display and they're all over the area. Go see someone else's
Speedway.
Lights.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that's kind of the tradition our family's going to adopt this year is rather than do all the work and pay the electric bill and risk our neck getting up on the roof, I think what we're going to do is go get some hot chocolate and go see other people's lights.
I think that's great.
I think Santa would approve. I think you're on the eco-friendly nice list this year.
All right.
Ooh, excellent. Speaking of the nice list, that is another thing that Santa has done, I understand, to make things better and be more energy friendly. His naughty and nice list, it's digital now.
Oh, yeah. He's just got like a checklist on his phone.
And this is about individuals or companies that we can purchase from or
all of the above.
You know, Santa's list. Have you been naughty or nice? Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm. And he's also accepting letters via email now.
Yes. You don't have to send letters through the mail anymore because we live in 2016, almost 2017. We can email Santa.
Ooh,
wow.
I'll bet
amazing.
We could tweet at Santa.
Speaking of 2017, how are y'all going to celebrate New Year's?
My preferred method of celebrating New Year's is by lighting off things that are full of paper and chemicals and, you know, setting things on fire to explode and
like fireworks?
Smoke up. The-
is that what you're describing?
Fireworks.
Honey, I
fireworks.
Feel like you might be telling us an untruth.
I've said it before, being an environmentalist means you have to be a downer. Fireworks are so bad for the environment.
Well, like, I mean,
oh,
just
they're terrible.
And recently in the news, they're you know, the production of fireworks, not great. Did you see the news about the firework factory that went that exploded in Mexico recently?
Boom. Awful. Just awful.
God, it's terrible. So fireworks, how do they harm our environment?
They're just made with tons of chemicals. They're lots of, I mean, paper scraps, really, and just the whole, I mean, walk outside, walk down the street New Year's Day, and you'll see the debris left over from the fireworks. Not to mention the wildlife that they're terrifying.
And my cats.
And my dogs. Yes.
Yeah.
They are always terrified. But, you know, it's not just New Year's and obviously 4th of July anymore. It seems like any holiday will do for some folks to just go to town with the fireworks. And with all the drought conditions that we've had lately and all those terrible wildfires that ravaged our mountains, it's something to reconsider and find an alternative way to celebrate.
Yeah. You could turn a flashlight on.
And shout out to my neighbors. No more fireworks at 11 p.m. Just saying.
Okay. You're listening to the Saturday Splash on 94.5 WGTK The Answer. We'll be right back.